Blog Talk Radio.
To be called into your presence as your own. You are worthy, Lord, you are worthy. Come on, worship today. You are worthy, Lord, you are worthy. What a privilege and honor to worship at your throne, to be called into your presence as your own. You are faithful, Lord, you are faithful, yes, you're faithful.
You are faithful.
What a faithful God we serve.
Faithful.
He is faithful.
What a
privilege and honor to worship at your throne.
To be called into your presence at your own.
Your own. Your own. Come on, worship. You're own, your own. Come on, make this personal. I can search the heavens high, I can search the heavens low, but there's none like. There is no one, no one. I can search the heaven's high, I can search the heavens low, but there's no one. There is no one, no one. I can search the heavens high, the earth below. There is. There is no one, there is no one, no one so holy, ooh, Jesus. There's no one so worthy, there's no one so faithful, no one, no one, no one. I can search the heavens high, I can search the earth below. There's no one so faithful. There is. Come on, testify today. Tell somebody how worthy. Share his faithfulness. There is no one. I can search the heavens high, I can search the earth below. There is one. There is no one. No one. No one. There is no one. No one. Oh, Lord, we praise you today, Lord. We worship you today. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. Sister Ruby?
Oh, praise the Lord. I thought you, God bless you, Pastor Hamilton and Pastor Miracle. Both of y'all were singing together. That's a blessing. The song was, what was that, Pastor Holy? Amen, God bless.
You are, yeah, you are so holy. Hallelujah.
You are so holy because it say holy here. But that was our Friday, Pastor Provoke Friday Provoke with Pastor Hamilton and his fiance singing along with him, Pastor Miracle. Praise the Lord. We've been treated. So I'm going to let you know where you're listening to, and then we're going to turn it back over to Pastor Hamilton to have prayer and bring forth Provoke Friday. This is Provoke Friday.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Welcome to a time of reflection with New Destiny Ministries, where we are empowering souls for destiny. Our founder and host is Evangelist Adrian Bernard, and I am your co-host, Mr. Ruby Larry, at this time. I'm a reflection radio broadcast that will encourage, enrich, enhance, enlighten, and empower listeners to trust God in every area of their lives, naturally and spiritually, and to pursue their God-given destiny without apologies. We are mandated to teach and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, as we stand firmly upon our foundational scriptures and are built upon the foundations of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. And you can find that in Ephesians chapter 2:20. I come out the King James Version. We air daily Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific time. On Saturday, our Saturday segment airs at 5 a.m. Pacific time with Minister Billy Burns. And we have early Sunday morning prayer. Say early Sunday morning prayer, corporate prayer at 7 a.m. Pacific time. That's our time here, California time. Tune in expecting to hear and receive fresh oil from God Almighty. The call-in number is 858-683-1334. It's for all of the segments. Please email us at newdestinyministry54@gmail.com or mail any prayer request or praise report you would like us to share on this broadcast. We would love to have people to hear your praise report or, you know, your prayer request. We're blessed to have you, the listeners, and to come on the line. To New Destiny Ministries, P.O. Box 5702, Stockton, California, 95205. Also, we invite you to like our new ministry, New Destiny Ministry page on Facebook, and we're on Twitter at New Destiny at 54. And you can listen online also at www.newdestinyministry.com to hear our archive messages like we're going forth at this time. We appreciate and are thankful for your tremendous support of the godly men and women that willingly share the anointed, I mean the anointed, powerful word of God with each of you and us at this broadcast, that call in and those that visit this broadcast by internet or in the chat room. Don't sign off because God has a rhema word just for you. And we just ask all of our listeners and hearers and all over to pray God's will for this broadcast, that we continue on in the will of Jesus Christ. So with no further ado, I'm going to turn it over to our Provoke Friday pastor, Pastor Edward Hamilton out of Houston, Texas. Praise the Lord, and you're going to open up with prayer, and then you can go in for it.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Well, God bless you. God bless you, Minister Ruby. God bless you, family. We just encourage each and every one to stay in line with God. And we're just going to get into the word. We're just going to pray the word. Then we're going to teach the word. And then we're going to express the word. And we just thank God that, that he has given us a prayer of adoration. So we want to pray to him today from Isaiah 55 and 8. It says, "You, O Lord, have declared, my thoughts are not my thoughts, neither are my ways my ways. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. You are the Lord, the God of all human mankind. Nothing is too difficult for you." Jeremiah 23:22-27. We want to confess to you today, Lord, through your word, out of Jeremiah 17:9-10. The heart is deceitful above all things and incurably sick. Who can understand it? You, Lord, search people's hearts and test people's minds to reward them according to their ways, according to the fruit of their deeds. We confess today, Lord, that you just increase us, Lord, to build us, provoke us. And, Lord, we ask, we pray for renewal right now. Lord, we pray that may I not profane your holy name, but acknowledge you as holy before others. You are the Lord who sanctifies me. Leviticus 22:32. Lord, we pray also for petition today. We petition out of 2 Timothy 4:7-8. May I fight the good fight, finish the race, and keep the faith, so that there will be laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which you, Lord, the righteous judge, will award me on that day. When? That day. And not only to me, but also to all. Come on, remember, to all who have longed for Christ's appearing. 2 Timothy 4:7-8. And Lord, we pray for intercession right now. We pray through your word in Acts 1:8, that you, Lord Jesus, told the apostles, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witness in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. We intercede that right now, Lord, that we will become disciples and that we will go. Lord, we pray for affirmation right now out of Hosea 14:9. Whoever is wise, understanding these things, whoever is discerning, knows them. Your ways, O Lord, are right. The righteous will walk in them, but the transgressors will stumble in them. Hosea 14:9. And Lord, we pray for thanksgiving today, Lord. We pray through your word out of Acts 10:36, that you sent your word to the children of Israel. O God, telling the good news of peace through Jesus Christ, who is Lord of all, Jesus commanded the apostles to preach to the people and to testify that he is the only one whom you appointed as judge of the living and of the dead. To him all prophets witness that through his name, that through his name, that through his name, everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins. Acts 10:36. And Lord, we pray our closing prayer today, Lord, out of Psalms 42:5-11. Why is my soul downcast? Why am I disturbed deep within my being? I will hope in you, O God. I will praise you for the help of your presence. O my God, my soul is downcast within me. Therefore, I will remember you. Why is my soul downcast? Why am I disturbed deep within my being? I will hope in you, O God. I will yet praise you. I will help of my continence and of my relationship with God. And Lord, we thank you today. Lord, we thank you that your word can be prayed. Lord, we thank you that we can stand on your uncompromisable word. Lord, we pray that, Lord, as we pray your word, as we live your word, as we perceive your word, that, Lord, we will do what you called us to do. When? Right now. No more procrastination. No more excuses. No more putting it off to tomorrow. Not putting it off an hour later. Not putting it off 10 minutes later. But getting in line with you, Heavenly Father God, in your now. Lord, we separate space. We close into space today. We want to take time, Lord, and we want to close in and become closer to you. We want to eliminate the objects, the distractions, the things that will call us not to hear your word clearly. We bind those things on earth that they may be bound. And we loose the spirit from heaven right now in that circumstance that not our will be done. Not our will be done. Not our will be done, but your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, I totally submit to you right now, Lord. I decrease of self, Lord. I die of all of my the things of me. And I, Lord, I just lay at your feet right now, Lord. I just desire that you inside of me speaks, that you inside of me leads, that you inside of me explains and confirms your word of God as being truth through your spirit. I thank you today, Lord, and I give it all to you. Not my will, but your will be done. We praise you. We thank you. We magnify you in Jesus' name. And if there's anyone in agreement with me, just say amen. And just wave, give the Lord a hand wave right now that he's worthy of our praise, that he's worthy of our study, that he's worthy of our concentration, that he's worthy of our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, 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 amen. Well, family, welcome to another exciting Provoke Fridays. No matter what you've been through, what you're going through, and what you can even perceive to come, I command right now in the name of Jesus that it is all washed away. I pray right now over each and every one of the family members' lives that have come together in unison, in unity, in oneness, that the cares, that the worries, they're gone. They're dispersed. They're no more of our concern because we have cast all our cares, all our worries upon the Lord. We give it to you right now, Jesus. We focus attend you right now. We honor you through your word, through worship, because we understand, Lord, that you are intolerable of rivalry. So we erase anything that will take us away from your love. We erase anything that will take us away from the understanding of your uncompromisable word. So speak to us. Reveal to us and change us, renew us, and rearrange us right now in the name of Jesus. Well, family, I don't know about you, but I'm excited. I'm excited that last week we talked about the battlefield. We talked about understanding, you know, we started out with changing the way you think, and we have to get our mindset on Christ. And then we went to the principle of going through, and we learned that you can go through, and it's not so much that you have to go through, but it's the attitude that you go through with. We learned that we should go through and rejoice as we take on the challenges of life. Of the attacks of the enemy. We also understood last week that we must stand. We must take a stand, and we must be willing to go through without having to be motivated, without having to be instructed. But it is just a way of life that we must submit ourselves to. We learned last week that in this relationship with God, and through his word, that there are dimensions that have been developed. The Bible called them different places. They're heavenly places. I think the word showed us last week that a heavenly place does not mean it's heaven. And that is confirmation that it's not always what it looks like, but what it really is. So as we explore and decipher and come into understanding about God's word, we understood that within the consciousness of time, in a man's consciousness, in our minds, in our thinking, that is where time exists. Then we went a little farther and we understood that within time, there is nothing but a bunch of space. If you're late for work, you have created space. If you're not on time for an appointment, you have created space, because now the agreement of time, when you're not on time, you lose your power with whoever you're supposed to be on time with. And so we must eliminate some space, but within time exists space. And within space, we understood that exist things, the matter, the distractions. And when we allow too much space to be in, to be dormant, we allow too many unwanted things to be evident in our spirits. God taught us through his word that out of the greater flows the lesser. John 3:30 tells us that he will increase, but you must decrease. And remember, the word but was the contractual. That's the connection in the word that you see but in the word of God. You must stop and start to now perceive the other side, because most of us only want the good side of the word of God. We don't want the curses and the things that will take us out of the love of God. So as we continue to go higher, say go higher, to get out of your normal, to get out of your comfort zone, that as we take the battle to the enemy, remember, we cannot sit in dormancy and expect to win this fight. We must motivate ourselves to take the war, take the battle. This is one of my favorite sayings, and most people know it. You cannot win the war without an invasion. You must go into the enemy's camp. You must go into the arena, into the battlefield, ready to fight, waging war with the word of God. Remember, we said we must have on the what? Whole armor of God, so that you can now withstand the wiles of the enemy, the attacks, the negative words, the things that the enemy will do to rob, kill, and destroy. Now watch this. Now as we get in position, say, I want to get in position. I want to get in position for a new life. We continually want God to give us a what? A new life in Christ, but we still stay in the old position. But to effectively receive this unction of the Holy Spirit, we must move around and change positions. As you change positions, you understand that we went through Ephesians 3, 16 through 21, that explained that we must comprehend the dimension of measurement. The Bible tells us that we should know the length, the width, the depth, and the height. We went through that everything you see around you right now was made by those four entities. How long, how wide, how deep, and how long, or how high, excuse me. So if we stay in this place that we call the third dimension, we can only fight the battle in that dimension. But then we go to Ephesians 6, and it goes a little bit farther. It tells us that we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Everything in this third dimension, in this length, width, depth, and height, it is physical. It is flesh. It is blood. It is physical. It is flesh. It is blood. We must move around, change position, and get in the right area or the right arena to win the good fight of faith. If you're sitting in the same place you were last week, I guarantee you're getting the same results you were getting last week. If you move around and you change positions and you elevate yourself in study, in prayer, in worship, you have now exercised your authority to get in a different place, to go higher. We always hear in church, take me higher. Take me higher. But we don't want to change positions. See, changing positions requires action. It requires you to take something of yourself, and you must give up something, and most of the time it's something that's valuable to you, to now solidify with God that you are giving a sacrifice to go higher. We can read his word all day long, but if we do not activate it and start to change some things, we cannot expect the benefits of the word of God. But for us, in this house, we want to go higher. We claim it. So we're going to move around, and we're going to, what, change positions. But as we change positions, family, we understand that as we put on that whole armor of God, Ephesians 6, the complete armor, the breastplate of righteousness. Have your loins girded in truth, the gospel of peace, the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit. Understand, that principle was put there that it used the word whole, meaning you cannot exclude one piece of the armor to be effective. Yes, you may have on four of the six pieces. And yes, you're doing a little better than the one that only has two pieces. But to be totally whole and to be totally effective and to be girded up and strengthened, that, you know, we always, here's another scripture, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Well, you must have on the whole armor for that scripture to come to life through perception, that no weapon comes, because you're now guarded from every area. See, if one piece of armor would have gotten us to the position that we needed to be, then that's what the word would have said. But it said more than one, and it means that there's different areas of attack. Why would I have to guard this if there's only an area of attack here? It's showing me in the word that if I have to put on all this armor, that there are other areas that are weak and vulnerable. There's other areas that I have to strengthen to be fully protected. The prayers of the righteous availeth, the fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. But if only one prayer is coming through and you're not confirming the prayer that avail much around you, but you only have one area of concern, there's other areas that you can be attacked at. That's why you always hear me say that. We are the gardeners of our garden. We are the watchmen of our systems. It is our responsibility to guard every area. Every hedge is a pillar around and about you. Does anybody know what a hedge looks like? The only way a hedge can totally cover you is if you stood in the middle of it. But the word says that the hedge of protection would be what? Around and about you. You got to have more than one hedge. And you have to be in a position that you're willing to take on this as maintenance, as responsibility, as your responsibility to do what God has called you to do. When? Right now. Now, out of the greater flows the lesser. Out of everything that has been made, everything that has been designed, it came from something greater. Now, getting into the principles of God and understanding that as we go into the battlefield, we must be prepared and strengthened, that we must walk with his word. James 4:7, we shared this last night. You must walk in humility. The Bible says to humble yourselves, to submit yourselves, to resist. See, it didn't just say one word. You had to have humility, you had to have submission, and you had to have the ability to resist. How hard is it to say no? That's resisting. Most people, it's so hard to say no, when that's one of the biggest tools you have in your life, the power of no. That means, no, I'm not going to allow you to do that to me. No, I'm not going to just submit myself to this because I know the outcome. No. See, no is more powerful than negative. No gives you the power to only be led by God. And that's when it becomes yes and amen. But you must what? Humble yourselves. I know that's hard. You're more than a conqueror. That greater is he in you. But guess what? You must, to have those scriptures come to life, you must walk in humility. You must submit. It said humble, submit, and then resist. Once you now put those three entities into your life, now he will flee from you. Remember, will is a promise. It didn't say that if you humility, submit, and resist, that he might, or he could, or he would. It says he will flee from you. Philippians 4, when you walk in a different place and when you get in a different position, you now must guard your heart. Philippians 4, 6 and 8. It says to guard your heart and your mind. 2 Timothy, you have not been given a spirit of fear. But the number one thing the Word of God said right there, that you have been given a sound mind. By having a sound mind, you are now willing to have the thoughts of Christ in you. I walk in, let this mind be in me, which is also in Christ Jesus. I want to go to a higher place. I want to understand that this war is dimensional. College scholars and master degrees, you understand that we have been taught that we live in a universe that is full of dimensions. The Bible confirms it. If you wrestle not against flesh and blood, that means you don't fight on this world. If something's coming at you from against that's of this world, length, width, depth, and height, flesh and blood, then you're fighting the wrong fight. You're not going against the entities that you should go against. The battle is against principalities and powers and the rulers of darkness. In where? Heavenly places. See, that means that if you truly believe, as I believe, that heaven is in a different place than where we are, then that solidifies that these places are different from earth, but they're definitely different from heaven because it's a place like heavenly places. So as we recognize that we must go to a different place to wage war, we automatically acknowledge that the battle is not in this world, but it is in a different place that is much different than we could ever imagine. It may even resemble heaven, because it says heavenly places. But remember this, friend, just like we talked about in step one, just because it smells good does not mean it's good. Just because it tastes good does not mean it's good for your body. Just because that fabric felt good, but you broke out in an allergic reaction because it's really not good. We cannot be led by our senses, our physical senses. Be not conformed what? To this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, saying you have to have a total new mindset. We have to go into different places with the whole armor of God that now, when? Right now, we can go and we can fight the good fight of faith. Watch this. 2 Corinthians. 10th verse, 10th chapter, I apologize. 3rd verse, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of warfare are not carnal. Carnal means earthly. Carnal means of this world. Carnal means length, width, depth, height, flesh and blood. But mighty in God for the pulling down of strongholds, casting down what? Arguments and every high thing that exists itself against the knowledge of God. See, the word continues to remind us that these things that we're battling against are in high places. Is that me or the word? Is that my Bible? It says right there, casting down arguments. So he's casting down arguments and in every low place. No, wait. And in every middle place. No, it says, and in every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. And being ready to punish all disobedience. Say all. All disobedience must be cast down. It must be eliminated. It must be taken out of the equation. We talked about bottlenecks. These things, these pride, fear, the things of the enemy to draw you back into the double mind state. What did the Bible say? A double-minded man is unstable in some ways. No. It says a double-minded man, meaning you think this way on one day and think this way the next day, you are unstable in all your ways. It's one of those, put your hand out. You can just go ahead and exclude that from conversation. Because if you are double-minded, you are unstable in all your ways. Because now we build ourselves on the Word of God that becomes the weapon for us in spiritual places. The whole armor of God is for the battle in the spiritual place. The place where fear, pride, and doubt exist. In the place where Adam and Eve fell when they sinned against God, what was the first thing they did? You hear me say this all the time. They didn't run. They didn't lie. They hid. Hiding is a form of fear. So the first emotion that if it happened to them, you better believe it's going to happen to us. The first emotion that will come against us is fear. We're fearful to trust God's word completely. We're fearful to speak the word of God, and when it doesn't come forth, we're fearful what people may think. Family, a lot of word that God gives you, it has not come to pass, not because of God, but because of the people who weren't willing to get in line with God's word. When? Right now. See, he put us together to confirm. He said that it will come through confirmation. He says you'll know the spirit by the spirit. If you don't know the same spirit I know, you cannot confirm what God is saying in my life. And does that make me any better? No. He says that he is no respecter of person. But here it goes. Watch this. We are the ones that have to stand up and go to another level and stop allowing our garden to be infiltrated, our armor to be cleaned by somebody else. Woo, that's a good one there. See, we are responsible to do some things for God. Some things you'll never graduate from. Some things you'll never get too big for. I always want to be in charge of my own armor. I want to be the one in my garden protecting and praying and standing in agreement with my hedge that has been placed around and about me. I want to have a relationship with God one-on-one. I don't need a man or a woman to be my connection to God. Yes, you can show me how to get better at things, and you can give me a lesson that will take me out of my old ways, but you got to show me how to love God and how to have a relationship with God, so now it's now personal for me. We got to stop following man. We have to start loving God so dedicated that everybody else will be in line with that same love. Love that what? Surpasses some understanding. No, the Bible says that will surpass all understanding. I don't care if you don't think it's right. If it's in the understanding and in the will of God and you are walking in his will, his word will come to fruition. It will not return void. We know it's not going to return to him void because it's his word. We have to get in the mindset when we change positions, when we get in a different place, is that his word isn't going to return to me void anymore. I am going to demand of myself that I stand on the promises and of the word and of the principle. There's that word again, that I'm going to stand. I'm not going to run. I'm not going to hide. I'm not going to make excuses. I'm not going to think of a way around. Because remember in step 2, if you do not go through the circumstance, If you do not head forward, push, and go through what God has called you to go through, through excuses, you will end up right back where you started from. And that's time. See, there we are again, time. Time is of essence. Time, we are the managers of our time. Our time with God has to be designed. It has to be committed to. It has to be embraced so we can make up time. We can change our position from being one day to 1,000 to being 100 to 1,000 to 200 by your works. Faith without works is what? Dead. Through you working in your faith, you now close in on time. There's less space. Ooh, Jesus. There's less distraction, things. It becomes a spiritual place where the anointing is destroyed and burdens are erased. It's the place where you can be in constant relationship with Him. And remember, we talked about in preparing our minds as the place where God will come and dwell. We have to get our mind in order. We have to get our armory in order. We have to get our weapons of warfare in order. And we have to understand, get it out of there right now. The battle is not here in this dimension. Now, so if we went and we said, well, everything is, if you have a 3, what would you have next? A 2? No, you'd have a 4. So we're going to go to another level. We're going to say, well, since we're here in this third dimension, which is made up of the other dimensions, 1 and 2, the lynch, the wisdom, the death, the power, the blood, and the flesh and the blood, we're going to go a little higher and understand that the fourth dimension would be this heavenly place that is where the principalities and the powers lie. Now watch this. They are, their goal, remember we talked about this in John 10 and 10. The enemy comes, but to rob, kill, and destroy. I think we went through the word and we came into to the revelation that it's not to kill your flesh, but it is to rob, kill, and destroy your connection, your relationship, your bonding with God. Well, if it was so in a place, now let's just be logical here. If we looked at it as a place, where would this place be that blocks me from getting to God? Would it be called the sixth dimension or the fourth dimension? Logically, come on. It would be called the fourth dimension because now there's a place that surrounds us that its only job is to block us, rob us, kill us, and destroy us from a clear communication path with God. That's why it's so important that as we go forth and change what? Positions, we're ready to go fight because we want to keep our time void of anything that is not of God. Here's the place we call not our will. This is the place where you can hear His word, see His word, and do His word. When? When? Right now. So as we, as I, as you, decide that I am going to live and I'm going to live with Christ in me, and anything of self is dead. Anything that is not going to be pleasing, not to me, not even to yourself, but pleasing to God, I must eliminate this out of my garden, out of my mind, out of my family. Totally unacceptable. This is one of my favorite, you know, you get to know me. That's one of my favorite words, totally unacceptable. I'm not going to even give it enough room to give, well, it's okay, maybe. I'll let it go this time. No, we have to have a mindset that the things that are not going to be in order with time and the God of time it is totally unacceptable. We must stop moving too slow. That is the first way that we're defeated by the body of, by the enemy. How is the body of Christ defeated by the enemy? Number one, we move too slow. It's here. Do that with me again. Hands down, that's the number one reason why we do not get and go where God wants us to go, because we move too slow.
It's
we got to see it first.
Wow.
We got to see it first. If it's not there, oh, no, I got to move too slow. And before you know it, someone in the world, they got a new car. Someone in the world, they got a new job. Somebody who don't even go to church, they get the things of God, because God is not going to waste nothing. Everything was made by him, through him, and for him.
Oh, hey.
But we move so slow that the availability is there for anyone.
Amen.
So we got to move around. We must change positions. We must allow ourselves to die. Because if I'm not dead, that means God is not alive. If I'm not crucified with him on the cross, that means he's not crucified. No, 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 don't get me wrong. This has been done. It is a fact. It is claimed and already been done. But I'm talking about in a personal walk here. We're not trying to dispute the history of anything. But in your personal walk, if you have not crucified yourself with him, is he really crucified? If you didn't, you know, be buried with him, is he really been buried? Did you rise with him? Has he really risen? When he ascended to heaven, did you ascend with him? Have you seen his word come to life? Is it real to you and me? Well, we must change the way we think, and that's why we change the way we think, because now we don't think it from the flesh, this world. And we have to start moving when? Right now. Because if you don't get it, somebody will. Why are we behind on everything? Why are we the borrowers and not the lenders? We move too slow. And then here's the second thing that keeps us and defeats us from being what God called us to be. We move too slow, number one, but number two, we have no commitment to finish what we started. Oh, yes, we'll start a lot of things. Oh, we'll get this going. We'll get flyers. We'll get cards. We'll get we'll get a Facebook page. But we never commit to the fact that this is my life. I have to own this because my existence depends on this business, on this dream, on this vision. But we have no commitment. So not only do we move too slow, when we finally catch up, we still don't commit to it. And number three, after we've moved too slow and after we've committed, number three is this is a major thing, is we want to take credit for everything. I did this. I did that. Look what I did. Look how I got this. When you are not about your will and you're about his will and you're about getting in a different position and going to new places, it only is contingent on it being God's will. We have to learn that we have the authority. Well, yeah, the Bible tells you have authority. You read it. But do you really believe you have that authority? Are you willing to go the extra 10 miles for Christ? Are you willing to become the more than? And there's so many things you can put under there. But the Bible says I'm more than a conqueror, or more than the conqueror. I'm more than. Do you really believe you are more than? See, it's in that time, it's in that space, it's in that dormancy room that we allow too much space. When you consume yourself with the Word of God, watch this. When you consume yourself with the Word of God, that space closes in. Because God is a jealous God. He is intolerant of any rivalry. He wants that space to be all his space. He will not leave any room when you're in line with getting in line with him. He will leave no distraction when you dedicate to him that there's no distractions. He will give you all. Say that with me, all. He will give you all that you need exceedingly. There's a watch. It wasn't just one word. Exceedingly, abundantly, above all you can think or ask. See, that's a mindset. I was sharing with my friend the other day is that I must walk in abundance. I must expect abundant life. I must expect an exceeding blessing to come in my life. When? Right now. And if we could, thank you, Holy Spirit. If we could get off the financial things, the money, the things that we could buy and put on the new shoes or new suit or new hat or new jewelry or whatever. If we could get away from those things and understand that when you walk according to God's will, the blessings of God come in the spirit first. Your spirit relationship must be in line with him. No compromise. No, other things will come. Remember I told you some things are just not your business. It's not your concern anymore. If you're not getting it, it's because you're not in the right place and you're not giving God the things he's requiring of us. Our prayer for 2014 is not what you can do for me. But what can we do more to give you what you require of us? And guess what? Everything else comes right along because the Bible says that the desires of your hearts are actually the desires of God's heart for you. If we could just get away from the tangible things, the things that we can touch, feel, see, hear. See, there we are again. We rely on those five senses, and we discover that those five senses are faulty. They could give a signal of one thing but totally be something different. They cannot be trusted. And when you change places, you now rely not on what you see but what you can't see. Faith is the what? Substance of things hoped for. And then it says, on top of that, family, it's the evidence of what you cannot see. That's faith. That's walking on water. He didn't say look at the water. He just said walk on the water. He said keep your eyes on me. There it is. Keeping a focal point on Jesus. Yes, we can go to different places. Yes, we can wage the war on the battlefield. Why? Because it's not us fighting it. It's him fighting. That's in us that's fighting the war. It's the whole armor of God that has been given to us that we can withstand, that we can do the word of God. So now, when? Right now is the time. Right now in step three. We're getting closer, and we're gonna expound on the whole principles of the challenge, the P2P challenge. But it won't be the last time you hear this message, and it won't be the last time these principles must be reminded in us, because the teachings of God are consistent, renewing. There's that word. That means over and over and over and over again. Do not get tired of reading 2 Corinthians 10. Don't get tired or think you've graduated to a new book. This word, these principles, must be embraced as truth. And now we know that Jesus is the light, and the light changes things. But here is an example I can show you about heavenly places. Heaven is heaven. No compromise. I can't see. I don't even have a word to speak on it. But those heavenly places, they've been, Satan has the power to deceive us and look just like light too. Every time you see light, it doesn't mean that's Jesus there. But when you're conscious in him, when you're in a different place, okay, you're watching. I know somebody said, what are you talking about? 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 14. It says, and no wonder, for Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also transform themselves into ministers of righteousness, whose end will be according to their works. Look, we got to be the ones who are in control of what light we see, what heaven we believe in, and what battlefield we fight on. It comes by receiving your call. It comes by believing in the authority that has been given to you, and you must, say this with me, I must exercise my authority.
I must exercise my authority. Y'all heard that? Woo!
Hallelujah. Now look, it's your responsibility. Pastor Ed can't do it for you. Evangelist Bernard can't do it for you. Minister Ruby can't do it for you. No one can do it for you. You must exercise your authority. Well, then the next question may be, well, Pastor, can you? I'm excited about this. Man, you mean I can exercise my authority? Well, see, if I only told you that you could and didn't show you how to exercise your authority, then I would be leaving you out and trying to keep it all for myself. But see, look at yourself and say, it is not just about me. This walk, this relationship, this authority that has been given to us was given to all. We all have the right to the tree of life. When? Right now. So I need you to write this down. There are 5 steps to exercising your authority. And the reason why we want to exercise our authority is because we want to be in position to resist. We want to be in position to go into different places. We want to be in position to eliminate fear, doubt, pain, suffering. And we want to go into the battlefield and win the war before the war comes to us. Number one, 5 steps for exercising your authority. Number one would be in Jesus' name. You know, we forget so many times the power that comes out of Jesus' name. It says that every knee will what? Bow. Every tongue will what? Confess to Jesus. Let me tell you, by using the name of Jesus, you take out a lot of the opposition just by the power of the name of Jesus. We always want to go to this scripture. We always want to go to that scripture. We always want to use this scripture. Friend, family, we can start right with the one thing that gives us the number one step in authority, and it's the name of Jesus. Mark 16. Let's read Mark 16. See if that is in light. Woo, hallelujah. Mark 16, beginning at the 17th verse. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it says, and these signs will follow those who believe in my name, that they will cast out demons, they will speak with new tongues, they will take up the serpents, and they will drink anything deadly. It will by no means harm them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will, what? Recover. The name of Jesus. It says there in 17, it says, and these signs will follow those who believe in my name. Just by the name, you can cast them out. Just by the name, it says that you can drink deadly venom. Ooh, no, wait. It said anything deadly. And it says it will by no means hurt you. Look at that. You can be attacked. You can be poisoned. You can be in witchcraft on or whatever, but if you use the name of Jesus, it is gone. Ooh, that's powerful there. Number one, the name of Jesus. Number two, the number two step in exercising your authority is the Word of God. The Word of God. See, you got the name of Jesus. Let's get better. Let's not just stop with one thing. I think that's where we fall and where we get off track is that we get one thing under our belts and we feel that we've graduated and we think that's all. No. It takes much more to have a complete hedge around and about. I'm stuck on seven. I have seven of this, seven of that. I'm developing sevens, the perfect number, because that's what I'm. It may be five for you. It may be four for you, but you better make sure that whatever it is that you design your garden, your hedge around, it better be fortified by the name of Jesus and by the Word of God. We just read that, Ephesians 6 and 17. It says to take up the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. The Word of God. I said this last week. I don't knock anybody for a book that's been written that will exhortate the Bible and that will develop principles from the Bible that's a piece of God's mind. I'm all for it. But before I will give you a book to read on marriage, on children, on education, the only thing I can send you to is the Word of God. As you now perfect the principles of God, now it's time to go read and write books and get into another level because you can help someone who may only understand it through those words. But if I'm going to give you something that's going to help you, I'm going to give you the Word of God. And if I'm not just going to give you the Bible and say, read it, I'm going to show you where the Word proves that if you do this, this is what you'll get. Number three, first we must what? Jesus' name. Number two, the Word of God. Number three, the Holy Spirit. We must use the step to receiving the Holy Spirit in exercising our faith. The Holy Spirit. Verse. Let's read John and John 20 and 22. Just a little word. It's a lot of word to go these principles, and I'll put them on my page later. But just let's just read a scripture just to confirm. I think I'm still within my time today. And when he said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. And if you have retained the sins of any, they are retained." But it's by what? The Holy Spirit. The Bible also says that you will receive power, ooh, Jesus, through this Holy Spirit. Number three, you can exercise your authority by the Holy Spirit. John 20. In 22, Acts 1 and 8, Matthew 12 and 28. Matthew 12 and 28, that's talking about that dunamis power. By the name of Jesus, woo, the Word of God, and by the Holy Spirit. Number four. Now, most people are going to say, well, isn't that the same as number one? No, it isn't. Number four is called the blood. To exercise your authority, you must utilize the blood. Not the blood from your veins. Not the blood of a lamb. The blood of the only lamb, the Lamb of Jesus. The blood that cleanses, the blood that makes it white as snow, the blood that rearranges and transforms it from dark to new. The blood must be an ingredient in your authority. The blood. Revelations 12 and 11. Am I right there? Yeah, 12 and 11. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives to the death. See, they decreased the self. They're exercising their authority because of the blood of the Lamb. We must not just use the blood as a ceremony and as a communion. We got to utilize the blood in our authority. You can do greater things than he by the blood. You can heal the sick, not by you, by the blood. You can heal the blind, make the blind see. By what? The blood. You can raise the dead. I know, right there. I lost everybody right there because we don't think that we can raise the dead. But a person does not have to be in a grave to be dead. I guarantee you go to the store right now, you're going to run into at least 20 dead people because they're dead to the spirit. And you can resurrect them today by just one word, Jesus, by the word of God. Confess with your mouth, believe with your heart, and you shall be saved. By the Holy Spirit praying over them. By the blood who will cleanse them. When? Immediately. Here, let me throw this one out. This is a free one for you, family. When we pray for people and they accept Christ as their personal, correct, personal Lord and Savior, they are saved immediately. They have been washed clean. They are as good as you. Now, are they in the same spiritual position as you? No, but they must be treated just like you. That's the problem we have, is that we always want to put people in a 10-year growth plan. When God says he is immediate, if he's now for you, he's now for them. So number four, the blood. And the fifth and final, it must be exercise through truth. Truth. The things we say are the things we must do. The things we believe in, the things we must walk in. The things that we profess that come from the word of God, we got to live them. It must be truth. We got to, whoa. It says we must worship him in spirit and in truth. In what? Spirit and in truth. Let's read John 14. I don't know about you. It's helping me. Here's the truth. John 14:6. Jesus said, I know everybody has the red little writing, which we need to live the red. The red needs to be the unifying principle to everything else we read. But Jesus said to them, he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. From now on, you know him and you have seen him. We must abide and we must exercise our authority by the truth that Jesus is Lord of all, that Jesus is the way and the only way, that Jesus, through him, we can have greater things. We can do better projects. We can have larger. We can have so much, because he says we can have all things. The Bible also says that we've been called according to his purpose. See, provoking you to purpose is to provoke us into the purpose that God called for us. When? Right now. No longer can I be in a state of dormancy. I must exercise my authority and then put in myself in position to do greater things than I did yesterday, 5 minutes ago, 5 seconds ago. When? Now watch this. God, I want you to, I'm just going to give you a couple of words, just a couple of little sentences that we're going to close this out today. This is step three, the battlefield. The drawings have been posted on P2P Challengers and on my private page. All the work that God has given me has been copyrighted, so you can print it. You can study it. You can reach out to me for questions, and I will help get you where God wants you to be. But number one, God gives life and more abundantly. It must become ownership. Warriors must keep up spiritually, mentally, and physically. You cannot be a successful warrior weighing 800 pounds, can't get up out your chair, and can't maintain a lifestyle of action. We got to do better, family. Our health must be better. We must, you know, you remember when Moses, I was saying this earlier, somebody looked at me like, wow, I never looked at it like that. Do you remember when Moses was in the presence of God, when God was in a bush? Moses wasn't in the bush. The bush wasn't in him. He was just in the same vicinity of the bush. His flesh aged over 150 years in one encounter with God. Look at us. We can now house the Spirit of God in us. How can we expect that our flesh will be up to par with such a Spirit of God that dwells in us? We must do better in our physical life. We must do better in our eating. We must do better in our exercise. We must do better to get through and complete the full race, to get in and complete the full assignment. We must exercise our thinking and our memories. We must test ourselves. We must read the Bible. We must increase our spiritual relationship. We must go higher. You cannot sit in the same position that you're in right now. That goes for all of us that are provoked. I'm talking to me, number one. I must step it up and go to another level.
Yeah.
It's time to go higher for all of us. We don't just get dormant with one thing, family. We must go to a different place, get into the right position, and allow God to be God all by himself.
Mm.
Heavenly Father God, we thank you today, Lord. We magnify your name. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that your word is true. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that it is power through your Holy Spirit. And Lord, we thank you that your blood has cleansed us and made us white as snow. We thank you that your name is above all names. And we thank you that we have the authority to move and get out of dormancy. We thank you that we can make a decision right now to go higher in you. Lord, we thank you that you are motivating us to stand. But Lord, we want more of you and less of us. We want more of you and less of us. So Lord, as we go forward, Lord, we leave this place different than we came. We claim that we're changed. We profess that we're rearranged. And we will activate renewing our minds constantly. Less of me and more of you is what I need. Lord, I thank you. I praise you. I magnify you, Lord, and I just love you and give you all the praise, all the glory. In Jesus' name, they prayed, we prayed, and we agree. Amen, amen, and amen. There you go, Evangelist Bernard.
Woo, what a word, what a word, what a word. You can't get it nowhere. But I'm provoked by this baby with Pastor Hamilton. Cool. I tell you, that was a rich word today. We have to move. When? Now. 0 to 5 seconds. I love it, I love it, I love it. Woo, God has been doing something on this line. I tell you, for those of you that started out this new year with us and closed out the old year, keep on looking to Jesus. Amen. Somebody wrote on the chatting in the chat room, what about the blood? Well, we can say a lot about the blood, because guess what? You can activate the blood at any time. They say,
What did they say on the chapel? Okay, whatever they're saying, guess what? I know if it wasn't for the blood, I wouldn't be here. Amen. So guess what? You can apply the blood. Applying the blood means when you begin to speak God's word over your life, you're applying the blood. Amen. To any situation. Oh, glory to God. This was a word. Hallelujah. But I just want you all to be encouraged today with that word that Pastor Hamilton is teaching. I thank God for the man of God because it is a sacrifice when these men and women of God come on this line and give us an hour or hour and a half of their time. It's a sacrifice. Amen. We don't have no monetary blessings, but guess what? God is going to bless them. Amen. And we appreciate them. And we love them for being about God's business. This is about kingdom business. This is about winning souls. This is about encouraging somebody. Amen. People are
hallelujah
at all time of day looking for a word. Amen. So we thank God that God has given us this platform where we can preach and teach the uncompromised word of God. Amen. We're not here for monetary purposes. Amen. Because we can't be bought. When you sold out to God, there is no price tag on salvation. Amen. It's free to those that are willing to obey, to those that are willing to commit, to those that are willing to surrender their lives. Amen. I bless the Lord today. I tell you, people of God, God is blessing. We are getting praise reports coming in already. The Lord ain't waiting till December 2014 to pour out his blessings. He's pouring it out in this first month in the new year. Amen. And I'm so excited that Pastor Hamilton and Pastor Miracle, for those of you that wasn't on Tuesday, we congratulated them on their engagement, and we're just looking for the Lord to take them higher and higher. Amen. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 4:9 that two is better than one. Oh, y'all better watch God. God
hallelujah
is doing something.
Come on
this
now
season. But by way of
announcements,
we're going to open up the lines. By way of announcements, we want to let you all know, especially the females, the sisters, the evangelists, the ministers in Christ Jesus, that we are going to be hosting Pastor R.C. Blake's, amen, a family, new home family of churches out of New Orleans, Louisiana. He will be with us on Thursday, February the 20th. So those of you that are in the Los Angeles area and in Stockton and Sacramento and in the Bay Area, we want to extend an invitation for you all to come to a conference that he is hosting in Oakland, California, that Friday, the 28th of February. Amen. And it's called Girls Night in the Word. Girls Night in the Word. So, Sister Albertine, if you can get a few of you all to drive up here to Oakland for that Friday, we would appreciate it. Amen. So we're going to hear the word of God, and we're going to fellowship and be a support to Pastor Blake's. Amen. And you all can check him out on Facebook and also on Twitter. Amen. And you can see the flyer. But he will be speaking for us. We will be doing a live interview, and also we'll be allowing him to speak a word to the women and men on the line. So don't just think this is a woman thing for a time of reflection. No, the conference will be a female thing, but all of the male and females that visit this line can come on that Thursday, February the 20th. Okay, so we'll be announcing this until the day approach. Amen. So we're happy about that. We're going to go to our callers and see if there's any questions that you all would like to ask Pastor Hamilton. And if you give any comments, please be brief. We have about 15 callers on the line right now. Some have dropped off, but we just want to give you an opportunity if you have a question or anything about what he has taught today, you can ask him, and the line will be open. Or if you just want to say a brief a remark, you can do so at this time. Go ahead, Pastor.
Is it possible to? I'm looking at the chat room. Anyway, okay, I'll talk to you. But yeah, and I was just seeing his comment, and I wanted to address some of the things he said. But I was trying to get where he was coming from with that. But we could talk about that later.
Okay. Well,
but the
God
blood.
Bless.
But I will say to anybody who's listening. But I will say to anybody who's listening. Is that the blood is spiritual. The blood is what God shed for each and every one of our sins. That blood does not die. That blood still has life. That blood still is evident in our relationship because the blood is a touchstone. It is remembrance of us, of the goodness of God, and now allowing that blood to be in my life and cleanse me. Ephesians 3, read Ephesians 3, and it will show that we must go through every step that Christ went through to now be able to receive it as truth in our lives. And the blood is still alive to cleanse each and every one of our sins. And I just wanted to share that. Hello?
Yeah, we're here, Doctor. We're here,
okay.
Pastor.
Hey, man, that's it. That's it there.
Okay. Well, we're going to open up the lines. Amen. We have a few unknown callers. We're going to get to them first. Bear with us. Amen. Amen. We see area code 517. That's out of Lansing where some of my family live. The last four of your number is 6964. Can you greet us and tell us who you are? If you'd like to.
You know, I understand the point.
Amen. Who am I speaking with?
I understand.
Okay, they have some other things going on, so let's go back. We're going to go to, my God. We're going to go to area code 616, and the last four of your number is 3363. Can you greet us, caller? Okay, if you don't want to say nothing, you certainly don't have to do so. We're going to go to Pastor McCullough. God bless you. So glad to see you, woman of God. God bless you.
Well, it's good to be here. And I tell
yes.
you,
how you doing?
I was so thrilled to hear the man of God preach the word of God, because I concur on everything that he preached about and taught about. And it's so enriching, and it's so thrilling to hear the word of God in such a wonderful way. So I was filled, and I was just it increased, you know, it just fed my spirit. And I just want to say thank you, Pastor. Thank you for the word today, and thank you,
God bless you.
For such a wonderful, wonderful ministry of faith. So I'm just pleased, and I thank God for what I've heard today. God bless you.
Amen.
God bless you,
amen.
Too. We
Pastor
love you and appreciate
McCullough,
you.
Can you give them your information for your ministry? Pastor McCullough
well,
is a colleague
okay.
of ours in Stockton.
Yes, I thank you for that. We have our prayer ministry daily, every morning at 9 o'clock, a New Directions Intercessory Prayer Time. Monday through Friday, and we praise God for that. And every second and fourth Sunday, we will have our evangelistic services, whereby we evangelistic fellowship services, whereby we have different ministers to come in and preach, and the whole thing is about soul, getting families saved and community saved and the people that we work with. So that's our way of getting people ready for the Lord. And, of course, our worship services are at 8 o'clock each Sunday morning. But we're trying to do the best we can. Tomorrow morning at 11, we will have our red, white, and blue prayer gathering where we will be praying for the nation, for the states, and for our cities. and we will be praying for Jerusalem. We will be praying for people's personal needs. So that's another prayer ministry that God has given us to be a blessing to our nation. We also are just asking you to pray for us, New Directions Christian Fellowship, 304 West Harding Way in Stockton, California, and keep us in your prayers. We know that there are so many ministries, and I'm so thankful that the body of Christ is getting busy, getting ready for the coming of the Lord. Thank you.
Amen, amen. Well, God bless you, Pastor McCullough. Good to see you. Amen. We're gonna
God bless you, too.
Praise the Lord.
Amen, amen. We're going to go to Mother Charity. God bless you, Mother. Okay, Mother Charity. Amen. If not, we're going to pass.
I'm here. I'm here. Can you hear me? Yeah, I'm blessed. Amen. Thank the Lord. Praise the Lord to everybody. Amen.
Hallelujah.
I certainly enjoyed the minister as he was ministering about the blood of Jesus. And even way, way, way back on Calvary, amen, it has never lost its power.
Come on.
Amen. And I just thank the Lord because his blood is still working, even though he's gone on with us, but he's still at the right hand of his Father. But nevertheless, it's working even now. Amen. And
hallelujah.
I just thank the Lord, amen, for his precious blood and for the ministers, amen, that we got on the line that's ministering to us. This is a very good program because, you know, many times you got people that is confined in, kind of like myself, where I'm not right at this time able to get out. And so then I'm able to just still be in church and hear the word of God and be connected, you know. And it's such
amen.
A blessing, amen. And I love to hear the word of God, and I love the people of God wherever they may be. In the name of Jesus. So you
Jesus.
All continue to be encouraged and carry on. We out here praying for you. Amen. And God bless you here. And y'all remember
God
us.
Bless you too. You're loved and appreciated.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen. We're going to go to Minister Aaron Singleton. God bless you, Minister Singleton.
God bless y'all too. That was a powerful, powerful message that the bishop teached about. That's very anointed. Everything he's been saying, been adding up with the word through this week. How the Lord been using certain people to minister, and this is something how earlier today, Prophet Michael Davis had called me and told me to read the scripture, and he was teaching about. He was dealing with Ephesians chapter 6, put on the whole armor of God. And that was straight to me. That message was straight to me. Because the devil was trying
Jesus.
To pass me through this day. And I was like, he's
come
a lying
now.
One, and the truth ain't any. Because you have
come
to
on.
Get right what you do right. I wasn't letting that enemy, because he right the greatest. We say greatest he that's in us, that's in the world, but we don't believe it. Because we don't believe that God can fight your battle. But you have to let yourself, like the man was the bishop was preaching yesterday, was dealing with, you know, you got to, like it's dealing with the table. You can't have certain people. We always want to work out and lose weight.
Ooh, come on.
We don't want to work out and lose the stuff that's in us just for God to bring us better than what we are. And what the pastor was talking about right now was powerful and anointed, what he was saying. Because we
amen.
Have to have the whole armor of God on us. We do.
Ooh, Jesus.
We can't have part of us. If we ain't trying to do right, we can't get right. We can't have part of us and then talking about we love that person, and then after a while, the next day, we hate them.
Come on now.
We got to show love all the way completely what God
amen.
Is talking about. And God is leading everybody at the right time. This is the season. We can be in our
Jesus.
Season, but sometimes we miss our blessing because we don't forgive and forget. We want to forget. We say we forgive, but we don't forget. We want to keep thinking about the past, thinking about this person did this person did. God, okay. If you want to, if you want to grow into God, to Jesus Christ, like you said, he said, and I'm, before I let you go, what you said is true. We don't believe what you said. We can go
Come
out
now.
And win souls in
Jesus.
The Get on the streets when you call by God and bring them for folks, because you don't know who want to lose their mind. You don't know who want to put a gun through their head and shoot themselves. God wanted to allow us to come out there. If God can save us when we was out there in the world and save us when we wasn't about nothing, what you think God want to do with that person?
That's
we
right.
Can
That's
stop
right.
Stop them from what they doing and give some of God's recipe. That's all I can say.
Hallelujah.
You can just give God's recipe and say, man, you know, it ain't what you're doing right now. God can use you. What you're doing right now, don't take all that. If we can just give God's recipe and shut up and do what God tells us to do,
come on
we're
now.
Awesome in God. But I want to say
Hallelujah.
You did a powerful thing, and I appreciate what you did. That encouraged my soul, and I am happy. I know I'm on the right track. I know I'm on the right track, so I'm about to ready to get ready to win that race from the devil because he's a lying wonder. You can't touch this.
Come on now.
That's
God bless you. God bless you, my brother.
God bless you.
Yeah, can't touch this.
Amen. Amen. We're going to Minister Liberal Democrat. God bless you.
Amen.
Thank
amen.
You.
Amen. Amen. Praise him. Amen.
Praise
God,
him.
God. I am
provoked. And love him. Thank you, Aaron. Appreciate you. Appreciate all your hard work and all your witnessing you're doing to bring people on this line. I just want to give you a shout out and tell you thank you, along with Mother Cannon.
Hey, hallelujah.
It's about Jesus. It ain't about
the charity
me.
All the way out of Detroit, Michigan. Mother
Ooh,
says
Detroit,
she's been
Michigan.
Home, but she's been coming on the line hearing the word of God. So we bless the Lord for you all.
That's
Amen.
All right.
Mr. Democrat, I'm sorry. God bless you.
Amen. That's all right. Amen. The Bible says the angels in heaven rejoicing right about now. Hallelujah.
Jesus. Come on now.
Amen. Man of God, I am provoked. I am provoked. Amen of God. I was reminded why the man of God was saying, use the name of Jesus. Amen. You know when we want to get in crowded restaurants, we just name drop and say, you know who I know, right? You know who I
yeah,
know.
Yeah, come on now.
And they sign the table. And then the man of God said, now when the devil mess with us, we going to just have to start name dropping. You know who
come
I know,
on.
Right?
That's right.
Hallelujah.
You know
I know Jesus. So I'm provoked,
right.
Man of God. I'm just going to start doing that a little bit more. I'm going to start name dropping. The devil start messing with me.
Name dropping.
God. I'm just going to say, you know who I know, right? I know Jesus.
You know who I know, right?
And I'm provoked.
Yeah.
Amen. I'm encouraged, man of God. So God bless you.
God bless
God.
You, man.
I'm going to do me some name dropping this week because of this message. I'm
yes, 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 yes,
hallelujah.
Yes, yes, yes.
Hallelujah.
Love you,
hallelujah.
Man. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I'm encouraged.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen. We're going to go to Sister Cresha, one of Pastor Hamilton and Pastor Miracle's followers there with their ministry. God bless you, woman of God.
Hello. I just wanted to say I was truly blessed by Pastor E. Preaching, teaching.
You're breaking up, sweetie.
I was truly blessed by Pastor E preaching. I received everything that he said. It fed my spirit for us with our timing and everything. And it really, really blessed me and just all around. Hallelujah. And how,
Jesus.
You know, we, hallelujah, how we want to just, you know, move right now. Hallelujah,
yes.
And not wait and have space in between. Hallelujah. So God is working with me. Thank you, Jesus.
That's
Amen.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Well, God bless
well,
you, Minister Cresha.
Tuning in. Amen. Amen. We're going to Sister Albertine. God bless you, Sister Albertine.
God bless you, Evangelist Bernard, Sister Ruby, Pastor Hamilton. That was powerful. I love that message today. That was right on time. It really spoke to my spirit. And, you know, teaching my young 14-year-old, he's 15 now and about, when he's at school, he told me about an incident that occurred. And I said, no, you have to go to school and you have to speak the word. You have to tell him that, you know, you're a child of God and rebuke the devil, pray before you go in, because he had a little incident that happened. So when we went in today, I told him last night, I said, the Lord said, this is what's going to happen when we get there tomorrow. And not only speaking the word of God, believing the word of God and standing on that word of God and living in that word. Because if you, like you said, if you speak it and you really don't believe it and you're not, you know, working in it, you have to move in it. You have to move in the Word of God and trust Him and believe Him and have faith in that Word of God. That's the only way it's going to be effective. It has to be living in us and through us. So teaching Him that. And then tomorrow, then the next day, God revealing Himself and showing Him. I said, Tajay, also God allows things to see if you're going to trust and believe Him too. So it's just that word was just confirmation as to what some of the things that I've been going through lately. Like, Lord is like, are you going to trust me? Are you going to believe me? Speak it. You know, go and find it. Seek it. Don't put things in people's hands. Just keep diligently seeking me.
Oh, come on.
And I'll show you. I'll lead you. I'll guide you. But you have to trust me. So that was right on time. I loved it. And God bless you. And God bless you with you and your fiance and your ministry. And thank you so much for that word.
Oh, thank you so much. God bless you.
God bless you.
Amen. Bye. Amen. We're going to go to Pastor Miracle, and then we're going to see Prophet Davis on the line. I want to acknowledge Mother Cannon was also on the line. We'll come to you in a minute, Prophet Davis. And amen. God bless you, Pastor Miracle.
Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. God bless you, Evangelist Bernard. I mean, you know, all of you that are joining on the line, you know, thank you. I know that you are blessed today. I know that you have been provoked. The Word of God today was absolutely powerful, and we're just so thankful, you know, for the Word and for the assignment that is going forth and with Pastor Hamilton and with myself. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
And I'm thanking God for
Amen.
The innovation that's taking place. You know, at
this
time, new things are breaking forth that are going to bless a lot of people. And so I just want to encourage y'all to continue to stay tuned and be blessed. Krisha, I'm proud of you for being on the line. And, you know, she's been following New Destinies day by day now, and she's been calling me and being blessed by the Word of God, Evangelist Bernard. And so we're really pushing the ministry and, you know, trying to get people to get those $28 seeds in to be a blessing. You know, we've sown our seed, but we want others to, you know, to bless the ministry, to call in, to support. We are supporting this work that God has established. Amen. And so we know that more people
Amen.
Will be blessed. And we're just thanking God for the Word of God that went forth today, that we will use our authority. Hallelujah. We will protect our heads, and we will go forth and be all that God has called us to be. So I love you all, and God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Exercise your authority. Amen. I want you to know I was on your line this morning, and I was on mute, so when you asked the people to call, I missed it. So I was on the line throughout the entirety of your morning prayer this morning, Pastor Bill.
Jesus, hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Evangelist. Thank you. I pray you were blessed this morning as well.
Man, it was a blessing.
Thank you, Pastor.
And I did share it with Pastor Hamilton. I didn't have an opportunity to share it with you, so I wasn't able to say I was on the line, because before you looked, it was about done, and I had the phone on mute. God bless you. We thank God for you. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
We're going to go back to, we're going to go to Prophet Michael Davis. Amen. And then we're going to go back to our Provoke Friday speaker. That's none other than Pastor Hamilton after Prophet Davis, and let him have the final remarks. God bless you, Prophet Davis.
God bless you, Evangelist Bernard, Pastor Hamilton. God bless you in the mighty name of Jesus. Glory
Amen.
To God. I'm over here on the UC Davis campus in Davis, California. Glory to God. Standing and being a witness for the Lord. But it's very prophetic, Pastor Hamilton, that God gave you that word today, because the Holy Ghost led me to call Minister Aaron Singleton and to give him that same scripture, Ephesians 6, to let him know that we're in a spiritual war. We don't walk around with armor on that you can see in the natural, but these are spiritual things God is telling us to put on. Why? So we can move forward and notice that the armor doesn't have any back covering. There's nothing behind you, because all of our movement must be forward. We are designed to take territory as we march forward, to take territory for the kingdom of God. The kingdom of
Come
God
on now.
Suffers violence, and the violent taketh by force.
Wow.
Forward to God. And you have to take that thing in the spirit by faith. When you take that thing in the spirit by faith, nothing can take it from you, because that where the battle is won, in the spirit and by faith. That's why the enemy wants to put fear, doubt, doubt and unbelief around you so that you cannot take it by faith. But I'm here to tell you, if you put that armor
on
and you march forward and you take that thing by faith, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Glory to God. And then you can stand on the word of God and say, what is mine is already mine because it's already been established and ordained before the foundations of the world.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
That's the real power. The authority is in the spirit realm. You take it in the spirit by faith, and nothing can stop you. That's why the enemy doesn't want you operating in the spiritual realm by faith, because he can defeat you if you're in the natural. Now, the Bible says, the carnal mind cannot receive the things of the spirit, for they are foolishness unto him. So God wants you in the spirit, but the enemy wants you in the natural.
Oh, Jesus, come on now.
My God from heaven. So take the territory. I know each and every one of you have some things that you're petitioning God for and that you're believing God for. Take it in the spirit. Take it by faith. Put the armor on and resist the devil. The Bible says if you submit yourself to the Lord, resist the devil, he will flee from you. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. God bless you, my brother.
To God be the glory, brother. I love you, brother, in Jesus' name.
Jesus' name, man. I can't wait till we connect,
God,
man. It's gonna be on fire.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, we thank God
for
each and every one of you all. We'd like to invite you all to tune in tomorrow for Day Overcame at 5 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's Minister Billy Burns out of North Carolina. Also, we'd like to invite you to tune in to early Sunday morning prayer at 7 a.m. Amen. We're only at 30 to 45 minutes just giving God some praise. Amen. So we thank God for everything that has been done today. We thank God for that word on today. Exercise your authority. Amen.
Yes, that's it. Jesus.
Going back to Pastor Hamilton, we're going to let him final remarks, and he can close us out with the word of prayer. Amen.
God bless you. Ooh, God bless you, family. Evangelist Bernard, I just want you to know we love and appreciate you. We encourage you to just keep doing what God has called you to do because he's about to pour out some things in your life that nobody's going to be able to explain. Things are about to happen in your life that are going to be immediate now blessings that people are going to say, how does she do this?
Hey, glory.
No more lack. No more lack. No more lack. But the abundance of God's blessing to be in your life, not for you, but to do the work that he's called you to do.
I receive that, not knowing from God.
No more lack. I'm telling you, no more lack.
Thank you, Jesus.
Now watch this. This is what's so dynamic about God. Because he's about to anoint you with no lack by us being connected to you and by must be us being in the seed with you and being willing to support you, we going to experience no lack too.
I receive it in Jesus' name.
I'm in here with Sister Ruby. I told her the other day, the lender and not the bar. And I tell you, I know this is of God because when I connected with the pastor out of New Orleans, you all know, many of you all that's on the line know I'm relocating. I'm going back home.
Yes.
God has just been connecting me with ministries there New Orleans, but I'm not going to just sit there. I'm going to do a work. There are some souls, there are some family members that God want to bring into this marvelous life.
Oh, hallelujah.
So I receive what you're saying, Pastor Hamilton, and I know some God. Amen.
It's a now thing. It's a now thing. And I just encourage you, come on this in, because I'm going to be in New Orleans so much, you're going to get tired of me.
I know I won't. Glory, Jesus.
Yeah, you're going to be right down the street then, and I'll be in New Orleans so much that you will be like, come on, he might as well get a house down here.
Ah, Jesus. God can do that too now. Yes, Jesus.
Amen. But we just thank you, family, for everyone.
Wait,
staying committed to this ministry.
Glory.
Holly, you know, hey,
I am a wing. Yeah, a wing for you and your wife. Yeah. And all
hallelujah.
The men and women of God that want to come and minister to God. Hey, you no more shut down. Taking it to the street.
Oh, Jesus.
What is the Bible?
Taking it to the street.
The street.
Taking it to the street.
The
taking it to the
to.
Street.
Hey, glory to God.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory. Oh, thank you, Lord. We just thank you, family.
You just be talking. But let me say this, Pastor Hamilton, and I'm going to let you close. Do you know that you can't be faithful? You can't be obedient to God. You can't make sacrifices in the name of Jesus, and God don't do what he said in his word that he would do. He said, I will bring ye all the tithes and
Jesus.
The offerings into the storehouse that there may be meat in my house, not in Abraham's house, in God's house. And he said, prove me. If I won't open up the windows of heaven, he said, I'll rebuke the devourer for your sake. See, we don't believe that. But let me tell you, as I begin to just reflect, and that's the name of this broadcast, A Time of Reflection. I begin to reflect. I was a young woman when I left New Orleans. I was just turning 30 years old. And how about God bringing me back after 30, in November, it'll be 30 years I've been gone. So God have equipped me. He has prepared me. Y'all better watch God. So this next chapter, I'm dedicating the rest of my life to the Lord. I'm dedicating the rest of my life to getting into the highways and the hedges and
Hallelujah,
to telling men to come. That's our duty to God. That's our responsibility. It ain't about the houses and the land and the cars and the first. I've had all kind of cars. I am a Messiah.
In the name of
Jesus. All kinds of clothes. Houses. Glory to God. But guess what? It's about souls. If we can grasp that, it's about souls and it's not about us, we can see what God will do in our lives.
Oh, Jesus. Yes.
It's
Hallelujah.
All about us. I'll fall no more, but I'm here to tell you God has some souls out there that are thirsting and hungering for the word of God. All we need to do is, like Pastor Hamilton said today, position ourselves.
Position
yourself. God, I got to stop. You done did something here.
Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah.
God is
glory
a good
to his
God.
Name.
He's faithful.
God is a good God.
Thank God for Minister Liberal Democrat that came on and helped us download. We're on YouTube everywhere. I got to give shouts out when God sent his women and men of God to sow. It ain't about money all the time. What about your time? Hallelujah.
Come
what about
on.
A
Ooh,
kind
about
word? It ain't about money because guess what? God owns everything. Hey, glory
yes,
to God.
God
from Minister Ruby sitting here at this switchboard every day on time. Hallelujah. Ready to tell somebody about Jesus. This is
Jesus.
God's work. God's business.
And
as long as you
can
to God's order in his way, you'll never go wrong. Glory to God. Back to you, Pastor Hamilton.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. I don't know, somebody ought to just be in a praise situation right now, because the things of God are coming to those that believe in the things of God. I encourage you today, get into a different position.
My Lord.
Get in a
my
position
Lord.
To pull down the things of God in your life.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Get into a guaranteed relationship with him. So we thank you today, Lord. We just worship you, Lord.
Hallelujah, Lord.
We collectively praise you right now, Heavenly Father God. We just get up out of ourselves right now, Lord. And we just wave and just say, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you. The name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. You alone are worthy, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
A miracle tell me, Lord, speak up here. A week before. technology.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
God is doing it because I don't know.
Hallelujah.
That's all right.
I know what he gives me. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Come on, give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise. Oh, da, da, ba, ba, ba. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah,
Jesus. Oh, we bless you, Lord. Bless you, Lord. You're worthy, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Come on, just lift your hands right now. Just lift your hands. Step into your blessing. Oh, da, da, ba, ba, ba. Oh, Jesus. The east to the west, to the north, to the south. He's here. He is available to you right now.
Thank you.
To worship you, oh my soul, rejoice. Take joy, my King, in what you hear. Let it be a sweet sound. Let it be a sweet sound. Let it be a sweet sound. Hear your ear. Oh, I worship you, Lord. I worship you, Lord. We bless your name. We bless your name.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Oh,
hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Oh, come on. Somebody tell him thank you today.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank
I know you didn't been through something that you didn't know you was going to be able to get out of. I know he brought you a mighty long way.
That's
come
right,
on, just tell him
right.
Thank you.
That's right. That's right, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, Lord.
I know you're not the same person you used to be yesterday. Give him praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord.
I know it doesn't look as dark as it used to look. Give him praise. Come on, rejoice in Jesus. Rejoice in Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Rejoice in Jesus.
Hallelujah. Right, that's right.
We bless you. We bless your name, Jesus. We bless you. And Lord, we just pray, Lord, that you keep us in agreement, Heavenly Father God. We pray that you keep us in unity, Lord Jesus. We pray, Lord, that it's not our will be done, but your will be done.
Yes, God.
Lord, we truly submit to you, Lord, that you may bless these ministries to go forth and make disciples.
It's already been proven. It's historical.
We choose to go for you, Jesus. We choose to move for you, Jesus. We choose to activate your grace and your favor in our lives.
God. We choose, God, this day, God. Hallelujah, Lord.
Less of us and more of you is what we need.
Yes,
we thank you today, Lord, and we just pray in agreement that it's already done. Every prayer, every prophecy, every confirmed word, it will come to pass right now in Jesus.
Yes, God. We decree it.
Oh, hallelujah, Lord Jesus.
It's
decreed.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
It's decreed.
Now
is the time. It is decreed that now is the place. It is decreed that we are the ones. We are the chosen.
Yes, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, God.
And Lord, we sacrifice to you right now, Lord.
In this world.
We sacrifice our obedience.
Hallelujah,
we sacrifice our lives.
Yes, God.
We sacrifice our families.
Come on.
We sacrifice our ministries. We sacrifice our finances.
That's right.
We sacrifice our businesses. Sacrifice our lifestyles.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Not our will be done, done, but your will be done.
Not
our will be done, but your will be done. Not our will be done, but your will be done. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Oh, God.
And all those in agreement. All those in agreement. All those in agreement. All those unified with this prayer.
Yes, Lord.
Walk in it. All those that confirm this prayer, talk about it, claim it, speak it. Jesus didn't speak to the tree to tell us that we could kill a word. Jesus spoke to the tree telling us that we can produce a word.
Produce a word. I like that.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. That's right. That's right.
Below that
believe
it. Hallelujah. Walk in it and watch God do what he said he's going to do.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Right.
We bless you today. We praise you. We magnify you. We glorify you. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
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 Got a feel on the 21-day fast. It comes to an end at 12 midnight Saturday. So at 12 midnight, that'll be the end of 21-day fast. Anybody looking to go further, go further.
Oh, Jesus.
Only you know what you're expecting and what you're looking for God to do for you while you're fasting and praying. So we just want to went on this second 21-day fast with us, telling you, expect a miracle. Look for your miracles. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I got mine. Hey, Evangelist Bernard.
Yes.
Evangelist Bernard.
Yes.
I got mine already.
All right. You got a miracle. My name is Miracle. How about
Ooh,
that?
Jesus. Hallelujah.
And our middle name is Ruth. Lord have mercy.
Watch out,
Let me hear from Pastor Miracle when her line is open.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We are in expectation for the supernatural. Hallelujah.
Yes.
That's why we're getting in position. Hallelujah. That's why we're in our place of fasting. The Bible says in Isaiah 58 that fasting will speed it up. Hallelujah. It'll put you in that speed. It'll get you closer to that one day to 1,000 ratio.
Right.
It'll put you closer. It'll put you in the now. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. We're pressing into all of it so that we can manifest now in the mighty name of
Jesus. Now in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Fast and it'll put you in the fast track lane.
Fast track lane.
Thank you. That's all right.
You got to smash the gas. You got to put the right kind of gas in the tank.
Prophet Davis, what you say?
Ah. Hallelujah.
Where he at? He got to say something. Prophet Davis.
Oh, Jesus.
All right.
We're going in the fast track lane. You know, when the Lord come in like this, you don't want to leave out of his presence.
Well,
God is there, honey. To try to stay there. Hey,
Jesus.
Soaking wet. Hey, glory to God.
Glory, Jesus.
That's Rhema. That's Rhema right there. That's Rhema.
Rhema word. Rhema word.
That's what it smells like. That's what it tastes like.
Come on.
Thank you. I will see that.
All right, Aaron. Yeah,
hallelujah. That's right. I can see that.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Go on and provoke that thing. Amen. Amen. I'm provoked.
Oh, hallelujah.
I'm use that name, Jesus. Amen.
Jesus,
you remember what you said you're going to do? You said, if we do this, you said you're going to do that. Amen. Amen.
Now.
Amen. We're going to provoke God to do some stuff.
All right. Hallelujah.
Amen. 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 I like this. That's holy.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. I receive it.
Jesus, I love you, I love you. Albert Dean, Mother Charity, everybody still on the line. We're trying to get off of here. Y'all ain't letting us get off.
We love you guys.
Way in the water. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Mother said the water came moving up around my waist. Didn't it do it? Thank you, Lord. Holy Ghost. Amen, amen. I'm going to leave that alone. But hallelujah. Amen.
Woo,
hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
You got a song you can close us out with?
Amen. Jesus, what you, what's that song saying? What you know about Jesus?
All right.
He's
all
right.
What
you know about my Jesus? He's all right. What you know about Jesus? He's all right. What you know about Jesus? He's all right. What you know about my Jesus? He's all right. What you know about my Jesus? He's all right. Somebody said, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. He's all right. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. He's all right. What you know about Jesus? He's all right. What you know about Jesus? He's all right. Said he picked me up and he turned me around. Said he placed my feet on solid ground. Said he placed it on a Monday. He placed it on a Tuesday. He placed it on a Thursday and he woke me on a Friday. What you know about Jesus? He's all right. What you know about my Jesus? He's all right. He provoked it. Yes, he did. 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 Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Amen, 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 amen. He's all right. Hallelujah. I don't know nothing else today. I just know that he's all
right. He's all right.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen, 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 amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, Lord. Oh, we thank you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm going to shut up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Y'all can just mute me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your name, God. Bless your name. Bless your name. Bless your name. Bless your name. Bless your name, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
It gone on anyway. I just put that one on there yesterday. I don't see it. It gone.
God,
it's not going anywhere. It's very easy for us to achieve things in life and want to take the glory for it. But this song kind of passes the glory onto God for all the things that he's done. And I can really say, to God be the glory. If you feel like singing in the chorus, do it. How can I say thanks for the things you've done for me? Things so undeserved, yet you gave to prove your love to me. And the voices of a million angels could not
express
my gratitude.
My gratitude.
All that I am,
ever hope
and ever hope to be.
Thank you.
This year.